is now being recorded.
We are SC Podcast, Gary Pasquitz, joined by Randy Taylor from National Preps. And Randy, going to talk some SC recruiting. We've had a chance to see a lot of the kids in the evaluation period. I want to talk about some of the top prospects that you saw at the showcases. But since we last talked, there's also been four verbal commits for the Trojans. And so I kind of want to go through each of those guys and get your thoughts on how you see them fitting. The first guy that made a commitment is a guy that I know you like as a downhill defender, a real stout guy, and that's Stanley. I'm going to get this hopefully right, Taufu, from Grace Brethren High School, 6'2", 245, Randy, as a high school junior.
Yeah, he's and as far as I know, you pronounce that right. As far as I know. I love that kid. We've talked about him before, but I think he's a versatile guy. He could play inside and be a really stout interior linebacker, but he could also put his hand on the ground.
Sure.
And he could play in that edge position that SC has with the guy that's athletic enough to get into underneath coverage, play on the tight end, or also be able to come off the edge. Wusu, it kind of comes to mind. I hope I said his last name. Nwusu?
Uh-huh.
Said that right?
Yeah. Nwusu, correct.
Yeah, kind of is a similar kind of guy, I bet, when he went to UCF, or USC. So I think that's I love that kid, and he's a physical guy, and so I'm a big fan of his out at Grace Brethren.
Right, yeah, productive kid, 89 tackles, 10 sacks, and like you said, there just aren't many guys who have that kind of size, whether he is interior, whether he goes down. That's a big kid. And so when you're talking SC needing to bulk up, when you're going against the Notre Dames, the Alabamas, the Ohio States, the Stanford. Stanford. This is the perfect kind of guy you got on your front seven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So that's one commit. The next commit is from a corner in the state of Washington, Federal Way, Trey Davis. 6 foot 185, so the size is there. What are your thoughts when you see him?
Well, I think, again, this is another versatile guy. You know, I look at the 40 is great. I look at vertical jump. He's got a 36-inch vertical jump as a young kid. 1,100 meters, a good size. Watching him, he's a guy that could play nickel. He could be a physical corner, or he could play safety because he does have all of those tools. He can turn and run. He has really good ball skills and instincts. And so I think this kid is a huge, huge upside and one of those guys that you could use in a lot of different cases. Would be a great special teams guy early, all that stuff.
Interesting. We were talking beforehand about, the star system, because all four of these guys were three stars. And there are some USC fans who are looking at that and questioning it. Trey Davis probably stood out the most. His two offers before USC offered were Sacramento State and Portland State. And
right.
Those aren't schools that USC is usually competing against on the recruiting trail. But I like the comment that you had made about the USC coaches. They're doing their own evaluations, and this guy is a perfect example.
Yeah, I think I were talking about the stars. I think the stars are a great system for the internet sites, for media.
Uh-huh.
I think it was designed to give fans some way of tracking players and who's up and who's down. And then, with SC offering a guy like that, two things are going to happen. Many other schools will offer, and his star rating is going to shoot up. And so,
uh-huh.
And that's kind of the way the process works. I don't think anyone in the internet media has delusions of their telling USC or whoever that they need to, offer this guy, because it's just not the way the process works. No matter how good of evaluators, I've been around you and you point out things on kids that, I'm like, oh yeah. And so those things are all great, but it's just the way the process works. The college coaches don't go into a staff meeting and say, this guy has three stars. They go
right
into the staff meeting and say, this kid I love. And that jumping up on the table about, coach, we need to offer this guy. And there's no coach that's going to say, well, you know, he doesn't have any stars or he only has two stars. And so this is not how it works at the college, at the, especially the highest level. Now, college coaches look at the who's been offered, who's been, you know, all those things. So you know what your competition, your teams that you play against are doing and you recruit against. So there is, college coaches do look at this stuff. There's a value to it. And, but it's just, it's two different worlds and two different jobs that, that we have. So, I think you go watch a guy like Trey Davis. I guarantee you they've seen him in person. And same thing with Stanley and these other kids that we'll talk about. They know enough about them that they've seen something that, that this kid is going to be what they want. That, that's the key.
And I've always said that the star system, any kind of ranking from an internet person, it's just take it with a grain of salt and take it for part of the prospect. This guy, we're seeing this. It's not the whole thing, but you can factor that in. And as we've talked about before, hey, there was a time 20 years ago when there was legitimate debate at the NFL level on whether to take Peyton Manning or Ryan Leaf.
Yeah.
And so that just shows how the evaluation process, hey, you're rolling the dice a little bit, you know,
yeah.
no matter what level you're at.
No question. Yeah. None of these, rarely, I should say, there's not many players that everyone agrees on.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you think of the whole list of signees that go to the Pac-12 and go to the Big 12 and whatever other conference, there's so many players. And not all of them have star ratings. Not all of them think the other guy can play. You know, I've sat in staff meetings where coaches said, I don't know, why did they offer that guy? You know?
Uh-huh,
and then two
uh-huh.
years, he's kicking your butt. So
right.
That stuff happens. And
okay,
like
well,
the walk-ons, you know? Like we were talking about, I always think of Wisconsin and Nebraska having those great walk-on programs. And a lot of those guys are playing in the NFL.
Yeah, those two schools know how to do it.
Yeah, like the Watt brothers.
Right, how'd they do?
Yeah.
Pretty darn good.
No question.
Okay, let's flip over to the next commit that the Trojans got, and that's from a guy who's been known as a defensive lineman, but it sounds like the plans are for the offensive line, and that's Gino Quinones from St. Louis High School in Hawaii, 6'4", 280. And what I think is really interesting, Randy, is we know the Trojans need to load up on both sides of the line, really, but let's talk offensive line. I think there's plenty of tackles out there that are intriguing at the top of the list, but not a lot of guards. And you look at his size and his skill set, and that could be a real interesting fit. You always want the coaches to do some projecting, and they're definitely doing it on this one.
Yeah, no question. Gino is, you know, St. Louis High School. The thing about him is you watch him on defense, and
uh-huh.
he does show some abilities where he could be an inside, maybe a bigger defensive end in that 3-4 defense. Or a guy that could play defensive tackle in a 4-3. However, you look at him and you think, man, this guy could be an offensive lineman. And
uh-huh.
so often that's to me, I always want to look at tight ends and defensive linemen and think, could this guy be an offensive lineman? Because they have to have some athleticism, some skills to play defense. And then does that translate to offense in college? And so, that's, you know, that was to me a no-brainer that, you know, you got a big raw athlete, and you know, he might be a guy that could easily move to O-line.
Uh-huh.
And they must know, you know, the thing about it is FC and all these other schools, they're doing homework on these kids. You know, they know that he can do A, B, and C, he doesn't care whether he, you know, some kids just don't want to play offense, especially offensive
mm-hmm.
line. And so you got to kind of have a feel, well, this guy is fine to move over. He, you know, you don't want to have to battle the kid for 2 years. And so
right.
all of that
Good point.
Stuff must have fallen into place.
Good point. And then the fourth verbal commit that came in was Trojans needed a quarterback in this class. There was some talk, hey, it might be a little hard to find one. You're coming in 1 year after JT Daniels, and then 1 year ahead of probably either Bryce Young or DJ. That's a tough call, and it's not a great year for quarterbacks in California, Randy. And
yeah.
So, you know, okay, who's it going to be? What kind of guy are you going to get? And so it was revealed last week, Keaton Slovis from Desert Mountain High School in Arizona, his first year as a starter last year. And what's interesting, his offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, is Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. So that's certainly mm-hmm. some good pedigree right there. Randy, his first year as a starter, 32-5 touchdown to interception ratio. I certainly like that.
Yeah. And you know, when you watch him and evaluate him, he does uh-huh. something that I think there was a really good quarterback at USC done recently. He's really good outside the pocket.
Uh-huh.
He throws so well on the run that it reminds you of Darnold in the way he has the ability. He can sit in the pocket and throw. I don't think he has the arm strength of Darnold,
nope.
but he has the other stuff. He can make most college throws, but he has the ability to extend plays and get outside the pocket and has shown some accuracy and arm strength to be able to make some of those throws on the run. And that seemed to work well for USC the last couple of years.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call him a runner per se
no.
as a quarterback. He's a pocket guy. But I agree with you. He kind of has that ability once he's outside.
And folks will learn JT Daniels is not a stiff in there. You know, he's kind of known as that pocket passer. He's just makes such quick decisions that he hasn't been put in the position to have to get outside the pocket. But he's a pretty good athlete. And so
sure.
that's something that he'll be able to do as well. But this kid was impressive. I really liked him. And I don't know if he's 6'3 or 6'2. It doesn't really matter.
right.
You know, but he is, he's a really nice athlete and makes a ton of plays. And like you said, the ratio of touchdown to interception was really good, especially for a first year guy.
Right. Right. And I love the kid. You know, all four of these kids, really, they got their offer and they committed pretty quickly. But I really like the slowest one. He gets his offer. He comes out to SC on an unofficial visit a couple days later. And he didn't waste any time. I got an SC offer. That's a game changer. That's where I'm going.
Yeah. Why would you? I mean, Trey may still have Sacramento State in his ear, but I'm thinking that he's got a shot, you know, to keep not to say anything negative about Sac State.
Not at all. Not at all.
But, and others are going to come calling. You know, so it's not done until they sign, obviously. And so, these guys are talented guys. USC did a great job of evaluating, getting in on them early enough. And that's the key. That's why offers are so, the early offers on kids, I don't know what the percentage is, but the percentage of those guys signing with a school that offers them first is pretty high. You know, in general. So all of that stuff is good. And obviously they're doing a good job of evaluating and making decisions. And Eric Ziskin and those guys are doing a great job.
And then looking forward to the Rising Stars camp in a couple weeks.
I'll be there.
Of the commits will be there. Yeah, I know you'll be there with the, with your visor on.
My visor, yeah, the NP visor. Be out there.
The NP visor ready to go. I'm anxious to see. I hope these kids come out. I would love to see Slovis in person. But that's always a great camp, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And then another part of the evaluation period that is big is so many of the high schools are doing showcases these days, and you had a chance to check out a bunch of them in the last few weeks. And I know there were some kids that jumped out to you, some possible SC interest kids. Go ahead and tell us who you saw that jumped out.
Well, probably the first guy that I know SC has offered, and I think it was out at Centennial High School in Corona, and Corey Foreman is a freshman. And defensive end type kid. He's about 6'3", 240 pounds, and long and athletic, and it was, he was kind of the talk of the 40, 50, 60 college coaches out there. And SC did a great job. I know that, Coach Udezi was out there and had a firsthand, view of him as well as Drake, Jackson. So he got a good view of that kid, and so did everybody else. He was really, really a good player. You know, I think Gary Bryant, who's still out there, who's a 2020 athlete, wide receiver, was impressive. There's so many kids. A kid that I really liked who hasn't played a lot of football is a kid named Jeff Percy, who's going to be a junior. He's a 2020 player over at J. Sarah. And he played tight end last year at Modern Day.
Okay.
And as soon as he figures out how to bend his knees and kick step and do some of those, he's going to be an offensive tackle that a lot of people will offer.
Okay.
So he's just a raw kid. The other kid I talked to you about, I think, could be this year's, I don't know if he's a Dedich yet, but Jack Harlow, the son of the head coach, who's a 2019, so he's a senior to be, about 6'2", 280 pounds. I kind of told you he reminds me a little bit of the way he plays of Dedich, because he's a really good technique kid. He's got good power and strength. He does play defensive tackle, and some schools are looking at him as an inside, maybe a three technique, you know, rush off the guard's eye. But this kid might be a high-level center and maybe a Pac-12 center, so it'll be interesting to see. A couple of the other kids, so, you know, there's a ton of kids. I actually saw a kid, this is a stretch, but there's a kid over at Santa Margarita Catholic, Connor Bain, who's playing quarterback for them. He's about a 6'4", 180-pound kid. Almost had his Asa Turner-like length and athleticism. So he's a guy that could be interesting. He's playing quarterback because of need, but he's a guy that's probably a wide receiver or safety, or, you know, maybe even one of those guys you, if he can carry the weight, transition into a linebacker type kid. And that's just kind of a one-off comment. But, some of the other kids I saw, I'm just kind of going through my notes. I tell you, a guy that, you go out to the Modern Day camp or showcase, which, you know, had about 30, 40, 50 high school coaches. I didn't count, but really, really talented kids that probably aren't high on the radar, like, this defensive lineman, Bennett, who's actually a transfer from, I think, Northern California. Evan Bennett,
right,
is a senior,
right,
is about a 6'3", 315-pound inside, what they call a two-gap guy, meaning that he's not that quick first step guy. He's a physical guy that'll hold the point and maintain gap control, all those kind of things where he's going to get double teamed and push around, but he's strong enough, physical enough, that I think he'll continue to get more attention around the country because of his stoutness. They had some really good young kids too. They had Tyron Ware Hudson, who looks nothing like his brother, is a really great looking freshman. He's about 6'1", 195, 200 pounds, playing wide receiver. Just looks like a football player. You know, he could probably grow into a linebacker. I don't know if he'll get his brother's size, but he's an exceptional kid. They had another freshman, Rajon Davis, who is a kid to watch, a linebacker out of the Modern Day. They're just loaded. It was like watching a college practice. I was impressed by Chris Street, the running back that transferred to J. Sarah. He's a 2020 running back that's over there that I really like more and more as I watch. So just a whole bunch of really good players. Another kid to keep an eye on is Samjay Duncan, who's a corner over at J. Sarah. 2021 kid is a kid to keep an eye on. As I go through some of these lists. San Clemente has a really, really good running back that's a freshman. James Bowles, B-O-H-L-S, is a kid who'll pop up on everybody's radar here pretty soon. He looks like he's kind of has a Marcus Allen build, more long than stocky. Okay. You know, not, he's not Marcus Allen, but I mean, just he kind of has that build. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And, you know, sure, he could play safety or linebacker, but he has the ability to, he's fast. He has some track speed and he can stick his foot and chain, and it's more of a slasher than a juke. You know, he can stick his foot and boom and redirect and make guys miss. So that was, he was fun to watch. Let's see, as we go through, the Cade McNamara, that quarterback from Nevada, has done some good things. I think he has an SC offer along with a bunch of others. He really is, he's not a big kid, but he's controlled the ball really well. I really liked him.
Let me ask you this, Randy, really quick as an aside. Is there any chance SC takes two quarterbacks this year?
It could be, because I don't know if they want to be like they have, you know. I mean, it's really scary when you look at your depth and you don't see four guys standing out there or five.
Yeah.
And so it's just hard to get the guy, you know, do they wait, and maybe is a Jaden Daniels a guy that's just kind of different, still has some of the throwing skills, is a leaner, leaner kid, but he's athletic. He can do some things, but they're kind of getting some of those guys now. Or do they go for a big drop back guy? You know, that'd be more like, what's the guy that transferred out when Darnold took over? Kind of that kind of.
Oh, Brown. Yeah. Max Brown.
Yeah, Max Brown. You know, so, those are, things that they've got to figure out, you know, how do they want to create depth? Because you know they're going to transfer. And you plan for that.
You have to be prepared for that, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. You know that, because especially when you bring in two, you got to bring in two guys that neither of them cares to compete, obviously. You know, and it's almost worth having a conversation with the guy that, you know, like in this case, Slovis, whether they care to talk to him or not, he needs to know that they might get another one. So it's not a surprise, you know?
Right.
And so those are key things that you do to make the recruiting process go a little bit smoother. But probably my favorite player, of this winter, spring, summer is Michael Martinez. From Modern Day, a tight end.
Yeah, sure. And
tight end, maybe offensive lineman, but he is more of a freak than most I've ever seen because of just the things he has, you know, the size 19 shoes that just make him look so, unorthodox or awkward, but still, he's growing into this huge body. And as a tight end, he shows excellent body control and positioning, and he runs good routes, and he catches the ball well, you know. And so if you get a kid like this and he ends up being 270 pounds, how do you cover him? And he could easily carry two. He's about 250 right now.
Right,
and looks
right.
Like he's got so much more room to grow. So how do you cover a guy like that? Or he stays at 250 and he continues to develop? Because I really think he hadn't even grown into his body. And so his upside, his hands are unbelievable, huge. The distance from his knee to his ankle, I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. So this is just this, and it's such a great kid. And I just love the kid. And I think he's phenomenal and a fun guy to watch. So that was one of the things. I think another guy I really liked this spring is Tristan Sinclair. From San Ramon Valley. I'm really, more and more I watch him, the more I like him. And I think SC's offered him, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
Yeah. You know, so there's been, it's been fun. It's a lot of stuff is the same, but just different faces and different new kids. And I could go on and on about all these young players that are just popping in to get a lot of attention and will become the next class of 5 and 4 star kids. And a lot of them are in Orange County.
Right. It surprised me a little bit because Martinez only got his offer, 2 weeks ago. And it was kind of a surprise. Wait, we're kind of surprised SC hadn't offered yet. This guy is such a, like you say, such a freak. It was just kind of a surprise.
Well, I think you have to watch him a little bit. The one thing about him is that he doesn't, because of the way he's developing physically and the way he needs to continue to fill out. That's, like I said, he's still growing into the body.
Right.
And because of that, you've got to pay a little bit of attention and watch him more than just for a few minutes. I mean, obviously the size and the length and all of the great physical things, but what you don't get right away is that he has a finesse to him in running routes. He does a great job of creating separation using his huge body and length by just at the top of his route. Right at the time he's making his break, he, you know, gets a little lean into the defender. And with that size, that's a big lean and creates separation. And then his length, of his catch radius, as they call it, is remarkable. Plus he'll go up and get the ball. And so as you watch, you see all these things and you think, man, I'm going to watch that guy on Sunday too. And it might even be an offensive tackle, but you just take him.
Yeah.
Because
what's interesting to me is he's one of the guys, don't you usually find guys who go more in the opposite directions? They're tight ends and they simply grow out of that and end up as offensive lineman. He was an offensive lineman before and got moved to tight end last year. And like you say, who knows where he ends up? But boy, that athleticism with that size, woo, there aren't many like them.
I've been watching him since he was in eighth grade, and it was like, man, this guy can barely walk and chew gum at the same time. And so he was a defensive lineman, offensive lineman. He was kind of one of those guys that, you know, he's big and long, and so you're figuring it out. Well, then all of a sudden, the body starts to mature, the muscularity and the coordination and all those things start to mature and develop, and that is catching up to his upside. And so that's why it takes a little while on some of those guys. And he's different than, I can't think of anybody that I've been watching for 4 years already that is looks like him when he started and has turned into that. So it's kind of fun, and he's a great kid.
Right. Boy, what a year for tight ends around here.
Yeah. Wow,
so many good ones.
Great year for
so many
ends.
Good ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's a good one at Burbank, too, by the way.
Okay. You don't hear that
the,
too often.
And I'm drawing a blank on his name, of course. But he's Burbank High School out in the valley. And I wish I could think of his name, but he's a talented kid. So just like adding to the list of tight ends in Southern California alone, then you add in Foskey and some of those kids up north, and you really have a great group.
A rare group. Yeah.
Yeah. Rare. Let me. I want to tell you the kid's name. It's Duncan Smith.
Okay.
6'4", 225, senior. It really has a chance to be good. Starting to get attention from schools all over the country. I had a buddy of mine who's at Pitt ask about him. So, a lot going on.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Well, another productive May, and can't wait to see you out there in a couple weeks at Rising Stars. And as the 7-on-7 continues, getting out there and get it done. Thanks for your time, Randy.
I appreciate it, buddy. Always look forward to talking about the Trojans.
Sounds good. For Randy Taylor, this is Gary Paskowitz. You're listening to the We Are SC Podcast.